Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 223 and counting. We're going to have another great show tonight. If anybody's listening and want to speak later in the show, I will be taking calls around 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Listening worldwide, unlimited listeners. So if you want to speak out for the animals, you're more than welcome. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come aboard. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to express how much you're all I appreciate all of you giving this support for these shows and made it a total success, because the animals so well deserve it. If we don't fight for them and stand up for them, who will? So we have to be their voices, everyone, and do your part. Contact your state legislators, look them up on the computer. The phone number here I have, and if you want to store it, I store it in my phone, is area code 202-224-3121. They're going to lead you, just give you your zip code, and then you can connect either, with them, or leave a voicemail or leave a message. I'll try to be professional and polite. The ones that answer the phone and the politicians, they deserve dignity and respect also. So to get your word across. So try not to get irate or, mad or, upset. Just, try to be polite and respect them, So that's what we all need more in this world, is dignity and respect and compassion, so. Do what you can, because every effort counts. Your vote is your voice. So please don't leave it out. These animals need our help from some angle. I stand up for and speak for all animals on these shows, and I do more and multitask, going and help, calling legislators and writing emails and letters and faxes. So I try to do more, on social media, getting the word spread out on, Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, Pinterest. You're more than welcome to join me. I try to post, taking action, petitions and shows and whatever we can do to help make this a better world for the animals and their lives and their futures, because they deserve that. They deserve to live in peace and comfort, and away from torture and bullying and slavery and it's sickening what's going on out there. There's animals out there that are being tortured and neglected and abused, and they can't fight back. They're helpless, defenseless, innocent and helpless. So we have to do something, everyone, because we have to stand in their paws or feet and take action and get them away from this stress-free anxiety, scared. So please, everyone, do your part. Thank you for all tuning in, because all of us together, we can make a difference. We got to at least try. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. That's www.ppj.com. www.ppjg.me. You can also follow the PPJ Gazette. Thank you, Marty Oakley, for promoting these shows every week and the PPJ. You can follow these shows and articles that are important, environment, animals, humans, on the right side column under blog stats. And also you can share the articles or the podcast every, you know, whenever, 365 days a year they're available. You can share them from the bottom of the article, also on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Voices Care for Animals, there are links of all the archive shows so far. So you can listen, you can press the link, wait a minute to download, and it will play. On the left side of the screen, there are social media icons you can share them to. You can also follow these shows. They'll be delivered right to your primary email. That way it will alert you that the show's coming on. Thanks to everyone out there for your support to help me promote these shows. I'll give a list of them at the, towards the end. But, you know, together we, I mean, united we stand, not united we fall for these animals. Let's stand up for them and give them our voices, because they don't have one. The ones that don't have a voice, just like the children and the elderly, they need us, and they need to live comfortably and peace and love, and let's give them that. They, you know, they deserve it. I mean, every day we want our rights, and so do they. But I'm going to go ahead and go on with the show. Marty Irby, he was supposed to be on tonight, but he had a different appointment to be at. He was executive director of Animal Wellness Action, but I'm getting with him. We will reschedule a show for him, but took his floor, filled in is Josh Marquise, and he is awesome. I've been talking with him. He's the director of legal affairs and enforcement at the Animal Wellness Action and Oregon's retired district attorney of 25 years. Wow, that is awesome. Joshua, how are you this evening? Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. You're live and on the air.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're so
welcome.
Thanks for having
me, and I'm glad to talk about Animal Wellness Action, which is a relatively new organization, although those of us involved have been involved in most of the major animal welfare groups, and you'll be hearing more about us.
Oh, yeah, so we could go out two big situations going on, hot topics. Which one do you want to start with, and we can go from there?
Well, let's start with the PAST Act. Let me explain. Animal Wellness Action is a very lean organization. We have about, I think, 10 employees. Were based in Washington, D.C. I, for example, work out of my home on the coast of Oregon, so I'm on the other side of the country. And most of us, like myself, I was an elected DA for 25 years. And before that, I was a deputy district attorney for 13 years. And I've been involved in a number of national animal welfare organizations. And I retired 3 months ago, and I joined AWA. And so what we are doing is trying to you're not going to hear us on television asking you for $19, not that there's anything wrong with that, to save a puppy or a kitten. We're working on very targeted legislation. So let's talk about things that, because most people agree that even people who don't love animals agree that it's wrong for people to engage in cruelty, and that there should be laws and they should be enforced. But making that happen is a different thing. So the trick is, we got to be in Washington and, you know, through all of the machinery of lawmaking, we need to get laws actually passed. And that's not an easy thing. So let me talk first about the PAST Act, P-A-S-T. Now, of course, these always stand for something. This bill, it means prevent all soaring activities. Soaring is spelled S-O-R-I-N-G. It's also named after a late senator named Joseph Tidings from Maryland, who actually cared a lot about horses. And I didn't know what sorine was, I have to admit, before I joined AWA about 4 months ago. Sorine is a process that some people who race horses do to race horses to essentially get an exaggerated gait or walk of a racehorse. And they do this by essentially torturing the animal, by putting shoes on that cut into the flesh, by using caustic substances that cause burning. What they're looking for is a particular prance, a look that's called in the industry the big lick, and it's valued. Now, fortunately, most of the people in the horse racing industry have realized that this is just gratuitous cruelty. And through the Marty Irby, who was going to be your guest, who's our executive director, has a long background in horse racing. So there are, to give you an idea, there's about 3,000 bills introduced every year, and maybe 100 of them ever become law. At the moment, the PAST Act, basically prevent all soaring, or if you want to think of it easier, it's an anti-soaring bill, S-O-R-I-N-G. The number is H.R. 693, House Resolution 693. It goes to the House first, and it's going to pass because it has over 300 co-sponsors. Now, that's a very big deal. There's only been three bills up in this category that have gotten that many. There's, for anybody who doesn't have the numbers at their fingerprints tips, there's 435 congressmen and women, and so you need exactly half that, or 219, to win. So we have over 300, which means we've got a lock on the House of Representatives. So that's very exciting, and we expect the bill to pass the House soon. And then, because it's a given, we have over almost two-thirds of the Congress people have co-sponsored it. And then it goes to the Senate. And that's one of the reasons we're asking for help. We want people, if you're not familiar with what sorine is, it's pretty disturbing. It's as I said, if you know, look up the quote big lick, put it in quotes, or look under sorine, S-O-R-I-N-G, on the internet, and you'll see. One of the things we're also proud of is this has got both Democrats and Republicans. This is not animal welfare, and being kind to animals is not a Democratic or Republican issue. It is not a liberal or conservative issue. It is one that generally draws people together. So on the PAST Act, PAST, that's the Soaring Act, we do need people's help, because it's going to be a lot bigger climb to get through the Senate. Frankly, let me be blunt. We have both senators from Tennessee, which is the most people know is the home of the horse, of some parts of the horse racing industry, are opposed. There are two Republicans named Lamar Alexander and Marsha Blackburn. But as you said earlier on in the show, they listen. They listen if people call up and are reasonably polite and say, I'd really like to talk to you about H.R. 693. I really think it's important you vote for it. Because I can guarantee, I've worked in Capitol Hill more than I want to. And they may not sound all that interested, but I guarantee you every senator and every congressperson has somebody in their office with a little set of hash marks. And every time someone calls up and says, I really want you to vote for H.R. 693, the Soaring Act, they make a little hash mark. And they may not engage you in a lot of conversation, and they may not act like they're real glad to hear your opinion, but it's like a vote. So I think you gave the number at the beginning, but I'd like to give it again. It's 202-224-3121. Now, that is the generic number for the Senate. And then what you should do, if you're not familiar with who your two senators are, this is a good opportunity for you to do that. Because although you're certainly free to call other senators in other states, nothing, as somebody who ran for office and won seven times, I can tell you, you pay a lot more attention to the people who essentially sign your paycheck. In other words, the people who vote for you. So if you live in Alabama, It's going to mean a lot more if you call Doug Johnson. I'm forgetting the other senator from Alabama. If you're from Oregon, it's not going to, I mean, our senators are already on board, but that would be Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley. So, you know, find out if you don't know who your senators are, find out who they are. Again, 202-224-3121. The bill is called, the full title is the Joseph D. Tidings Memorial Prevent All Soaring Tactics, or PAST Act. It's also known as House Resolution 693. And just to be clear, it's got a lot of people supporting it. The American Veterinary Medical Association does, the United States Equestrian Federation, the National Sheriff's Association. And it's, again, got liberals and liberals and conservatives, Democrats and Republicans. So, you know, this is something we can do. It will eliminate weighted stack shoes, ankle chains. These are caustic chemicals. I didn't even know this stuff happened, I have to admit. And it's kind of horrifying.
Mm. I mean, it's terrible.
So that's
with
one
these...
of the bills.
Wow. Mm. The torture they're going through.
You want me to go on to the next bill that we need people's help with?
Yeah. Well, the one with the horse soaring and stuff, Josh, it's so, you know, it just curls my skin just to know what these horses are going through. You know, it's just terrible because they.
Well,
it's
awful because it serves no legitimate veterinary purpose. You know, I mean, we could argue about whether it's right to dock a Doberman's tail. I personally don't think so. But this is worse. This is actually actively causing severe pain to the animals. And I don't know if any of your listeners have heard about this, but at Santa Anita 8 Racetrack, which is down in Southern California, there have been numerous deaths this year of horses. And it's not entirely clear what's going on, but something is going on in the industry that's causing a lot more horses to die on the track. And that used to be fairly unusual. So, you know, the idea we can, you know, people can disagree about whether there should be horse racing and whether people should have race horses. I don't, you know, we're not taking a position on that per se, but this idea that there is this active process to essentially torture a horse into prancing in a way that looks pleasing to a bunch of people watching a race is offensive. We have a law that has enormous support. It's not easy to get 300 Congress people to agree to anything. And they do on this. So this is, you know, some people also say, well, this is a small thing. Well, you know what? The small things all add up to big things. You know, there are small victories, and no, we can't save all the animals all the time, but we can save them one by one.
That's right, making a difference, you know, a major impact here. It's because if we do nothing, there will be no changes, and that
there's a famous fable that I love to tell. I live on the Oregon coast, and many of your listeners have probably heard this one, but I think it's appropriate to this issue because people say, well, you know, there's 350 million people in America. What difference does it make if I call 202-224-3121? And so there's these two kids, and they're walking down the beach after a particularly high tide. And the high tide has washed all these starfish up above the tide line, which is normally the high tide level. And we see that where I live. And this one kid reaches down about every 10 feet and grabs one of these wriggling starfish and throws it back in. And after about 10 of these, the other kid turns to him and goes, look, I appreciate what you're doing, but I don't see there's hundreds of them out here and you can't solve all of them. What difference does it make? And the kid reaches down, picks up another one, throws in, and he says, it matters to that one.
Right.
And that's what it's about. It's about making difference, in some cases, one at a time. Now, laws are a way of saying what the law does as a lawyer for more years than I want to remember, probably 40. As a lawyer for 40 years, the laws are the minimum conduct that we're willing to accept from people in our community. So, in other words, Well, I can't, tell you whether or not to be mean to your horse, but you're not going to pour caustic, liquids on its hoof and things that dig in and make the horse so uncomfortable that it will lift its front leg up. Again, we got an awful lot of congressmen and women supporting this, but we do need people to call for their senators. And again, for your listeners, this doesn't mean calling 98 senators. Just call the two from your state. And I'll just give that number one more time. It's 202-224-3121. When a capital operator will answer the phone, and then what you need to do is say, if you don't know, you should learn whoever your two senators are. But if you don't know, say, could you connect me with a senator for fill in the name of your state, whatever it is, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, California, whatever. Better yet, if you know who your senator is. Shall we move on to the other bill that we're really pushing?
Yes, go right ahead. Because so important, Josh. All of them are. And you go right ahead and, give a description of it and what you need. Your listeners out there, I'll be taking calls around 7:30, 7:35 p.m. Eastern Time. The number is 310-982-4270. Press 1, and I will let you in. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, please, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Okay, go right ahead,
Josh. The other bill that we have yet to get through Congress, we have a bunch of, is the PACT Act. Now, this is an animal cruelty law that's intended to extend a lot of things like crush videos. Again, I was a prosecutor, and I found out what a crush video is. It's really disgusting. There are people who get a sexual charge out of watching usually a woman dressed in kind of outrageous clothing, stepping on birds, animals, and literally crushing them to death. Now, most people, this either grosses them out or they can't believe it, but there are, unfortunately, they're essentially a form of pornography. They're involved with organized crime. And, of course, animals have to be tortured in order to make these videos. Among other things, the PACT Act would do that. The idea is also to expand federal laws for cruelty to animals. Now, I can speak to this because I was a state prosecutor. I was a deputy DA for 13 years, and then I was the district as the boss for 25 more. Now, I could care a lot about animals, and I did. I could make it clear that I wanted the cops, the sheriff, the state police, the city police in my community to enforce these laws. But if the laws don't exist, I can want it all I want. So part of this is also bringing in the big guns. This is bringing in the federal government. When a lot of this stuff, particularly, for example, these crush videos are done over national or international borders. So frankly, having local prosecution, having a local district attorney handle some of these things doesn't really hit it. You need the United States Department of Justice to do it. So the idea is to pass federal anti-cruelty laws and empower them and make it clear that, again, we can all disagree on exactly, you can disagree about whether you're a vegetarian or you're not a vegetarian, or you're a vegan or you're not a vegan. But we can all agree that acts of senseless cruelty, particularly ones that harm or kill defenseless animals that rely on us for their protection, their feeding, and their care, is not the benchmark of a civilized society. The other bill is called the PACT Act, which is the animal cruelty. Let me make sure I'm saying this exactly right, because there's so many of these that are called the same thing, or they sound very similar. Preventing Animal Torture and Cruelty, PACT, P-A-C-T. It's a bill that basically One of the things is it recognizes the tie between animal cruelty and cruelty to people. Unfortunately, in my 40 years as a prosecutor, all too often we would see people who would abuse children in particular, who would use the torture and killing of animals as a way of intimidating those children, or sometimes desensitizing them to really horrific acts of violence. Unfortunately, it doesn't mean that everybody who's mean to a puppy is going to turn into a serial killer, but when you see really serious pathological animal abuse being committed by particularly a person in their late teenage years, we worry about that. That is not a good sign. So basically, the PACT Act would allow federal prosecutors to step in, and it's dealt with the so-called crush videos, also bestiality, which, as disgusting as it may sound, is sexual conduct between humans and animals who, of course, can't consent. We had a terrible case here in Oregon, I'm sad to say, where a man had sex with a dog about 10 pounds, and as a result, the dog suffered severe internal injuries and had to be euthanized. The most serious crime that could be charged was misdemeanor cruelty to animals, and the maximum sentence the judge could give was 2 months in jail, which the guy had already served. Going into the details of how somebody had sex with a dog and killed it, I think we can agree that that kind of behavior should be punished. And we're not talking about sending somebody to prison for 20 years, but in a way that expresses our societal disapproval and says this is disgusting behavior. And at a minimum, we expect you not to behave this way. So bottom line is there are these two bills right now, the Animal Wellness Action, Marty and all the other both volunteers and staff at Animal Wellness Action have been pushing for and been on Capitol Hill meeting with congressmen and congresswomen. This has to be done daily because, frankly, everybody's up on Capitol Hill. And, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are there, the unions are there, and they have a lot more lobbyists than animals do. And I can guarantee you that if the issue is getting a better deal for credit card issuers, that they're going to have a better lobby than the animals will. But fortunately, there's not very many shows where people listen to it because they care very much about their credit cards. There are shows like this one for people who care about animals. And so that's why...
Yes.
You know, it sometimes seems like there is nothing one can do. And I understand that. It's a big country. It's easy to see a lot of senseless cruelty and despair of that and say, well, you know, what good will it do? Well, going back to that starfish analogy, it'll matter to that one and that one and that one. And that's what you do. You do it one starfish, one dog, one cat, one horse at a time.
There you go. And making a positive impact, because the more voices out there, Josh, the better and the faster changes get made. You know, I see it happen so many times.
Well, yes. I mean, when I started as a prosecutor doing animal cases in 1982, I was teased by my fellow prosecutors, and not in a very nice way. I mean, it didn't, you know, hurt my feelings very much. But they called me the dog deputy. And my point is that it just wasn't taken very seriously. And again, when I convicted somebody, I had a guy who had trained his pit bull to hunt down and kill neighborhood cats. Now, it wasn't the dog's fault. It was the human's fault.
That's
right. He happened to be a convicted murderer. I had worked on his case 8 years earlier as an investigator. He had murdered somebody in a gang killing and was already out of prison by the time I became a lawyer and had trained his pit bull to do this. Now, you know, he didn't get a long sentence, but, you know, the point is that that's why these laws are there. again, it's to, you know, make a statement about our society that we do not tolerate this, that we're a community, the United States, your state, your community, that simply doesn't tolerate this kind of cruelty to animals in all of its various forms. So
I say zero
excuses.
So,
and I urge people to go to – I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're good. It says zero excuse for animal abuse, child abuse, you know, elder abuse. There's no acceptable excuses for it. None.
No, and I don't – some people know that, you know, the, for example, the animal welfare movement actually – or I should say the child protection movement grew out of the animal welfare movement in the late 19th century in England. The London Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was also called the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and Children. And frankly, children had no legal rights at all. And animals sometimes had more value than the children did. Now, our society has changed, but the concept is still the same.
Mm-hmm. And it's just they're voiceless, you know, they're helpless, defenseless, innocent. And we all share this earth temporarily, humans and animals. And we got to make the best of it, you know, make it live life to the fullest and the best. Because we never know
anyone who's lucky to have shared their life with an animal, you know, a companion animal. I just lost my beloved cat about a month ago to cancer. And I had forgotten what a huge part of his, you know, my life he was. And, it, you know, some people think that sounds silly, you know, like, well, what, you know, what a little 8-pound cat, you know, what difference could that make in your life? Well, I think anybody, you know, who has formed a close attachment to an animal knows that it's not the same thing as attachments to humans, but there is great meaning to it. And we shouldn't be afraid, you know, to recognize that. And also, I think we can look at a society, you know, much again in the same way that the Victorians realized that a society is judged by the way it treats its children. By the same token, a society is judged by the way it treats its animals.
Yes, agreed. You know, and like you said, with the loss of a cat, hey, they're furry loved ones, you know, just lost... we'll see if 6 years buddy that was in this household, and it was so devastating, you know, you just don't get over them. You're close to them. They're used to it's their home. I call them furry loved one, you know, furry son. And so it was last week, you know, I helped save a life at the animal shelter where they euthanize and everything. So now I got a Alaskan Malamute, beautiful. You know, so it's like, you know, bringing in another animal, you know, furry loved one into the home, making her comfortable, but it saved her life, you know, bringing her in.
Well,
that's what Buddy would want.
I do encourage people to go to their local animal shelter here, for example, in Oregon, in Astoria on the coast. The animal shelter is run by the sheriff's office, but they almost never euthanize animals. They operate as a shelter, and they're very good at placing, but... You know, what I'd encourage your listeners to do is don't even think about going to a pet store.
Right.
You know, there are wonderful dogs and cats at every animal shelter that are, you know, that would be terrific to adopt and will enrich your life tremendously.
Oh, yes. I mean, just like Buddy almost, you know, had him almost six years, and, you know, was up there in age and everything. But what goes through my mind, he came into a happy TLC home. And I know for the last 6 years of his life, it was wonderful, and he was happy, you know. So that's the main thing there. And then the new one, Sugar Bear, she's going to have a happy life, too. You know, because dogs really don't get to live that long. And you got two cats, and they're adorable. They were both abandoned, too. So, you know, these animals need love and care and compassion and time spent with them, not to be abused or abandoned or neglected or tortured. Or there's some very heartless and cruel people out there. You know, I see it going through
news feed. Well, and that's why we need these laws, because we're not just talking about somebody who doesn't feed their cat or doesn't spend the amount of money that they should on, you know, care, providing veterinary care. We're talking about active cruelty. And I think almost everybody can agree that active cruelty, should never be tolerated. And that's what we're really talking about. I mean, I know that there are people that will say, well, wait a minute, you know, crush videos are like insects and snakes and birds. And what are you getting so wrought up about that for? Well, I don't really have much very close attachments with insects and birds. But again, if somebody shows that contempt for life, and even more terrifying, if they get some sort of perverse satisfaction out of ending life, that is really disturbing, and you don't want to encourage that sort of thing.
No, not at all. It's like, what is, you know, that is cruel. The animals don't have a choice. They don't, you know, they don't like it. They get, some of them get killed most of the time, or, you know, injured really bad. I mean, there is a lot of stuff going on out there. So cruel. I had StopCrush.org on the show several years ago, because TS Radio Network, Marty Oakley, I did 163 shows on her network, and then the rest on the Animal Advocates Radio. But they was getting on radio and saying, you know, telling some of the horror stories that was going on. And it's mind-blowing. It's gut-wrenching. You want to get sick with what's going on out there. And you got to stop these, you know, these creeps, because they don't deserve to do this to an animal at all. It's sickening. They need to leave them alone.
That's why it is really important. Again, I'm gonna give the phone number again, because it makes a big difference if you call and say to your senator, because it's senators in particular on this PAST Act, because it's the Senate. There's only 100 of them, so it doesn't take in. 51 is the magic number, unfortunately, a lot of things get caught up in politics. So you call up to your listeners. I'm urging them to call up. If you know who your senator is, when you call this number, you just say, I'd like to, you know, put me through to Senator X. If you don't know, then just tell them the truth and say, can you connect me with Senator from whatever your state is? It's 202 area code, 224-3121. And again, what we're talking about is called the PAST Act. It refers to preventing soaring, S-O-R-I-N-G. It's a legal method by which some people in horse racing, you know, torment horses by various chemicals and devices to make them prance in a particular way that they think looks attractive, but is dangerous and very painful for the horses.
Right, and it shouldn't be like that. It's got to be animals before profit, just like, you know, people before profit, and it's not happening out there. You know, this,
well,
that greed,
you know,
is bad.
Well, that's true. And we can, you know, some people will agree, and some people believe that any exploitation of animals, for money. I mean, some people find horse racing offensive in and of itself. We're not asking people to go that far. We're saying, listen, if you're going to have horse racing, then have it at least be, you know, in a way that you're not intentionally causing pain to these magnificent creatures. That's just wrong. And
I know,
I can tell you, as someone who ran for office 7 times, the people who run for office want to know what the people who vote for them think matters. And I'm not saying that people ought to be more concerned about cruelty to animals than somebody who beats a child, but it's all part of the continuum. It's all part of a decent society, and whether or not we're going to tolerate acts of cruelty and senseless violence, whether it's towards people or towards animals.
Right. Violence is violence. Abuse is abuse. Neglect is neglect. They're crimes, and they shouldn't be treated like crimes. No slap on the wrist. You know, hey, you do the crime, you do the time. That's, get them in jail. Let them think about what's going on. You know, it's sickening what's happening. So, but I wanted to bring up Josh. Yeah, go ahead.
I wish that they all went to jail, but they don't. But we can't really worry about that.
And it's sad.
What we want is we want people.
You think about
it. We want people to be held accountable so that at least those people in the industries that are making money off animals, because that's what the horse racing industry is, know that there will be consequences if they deliberately cause pain and injury to these magnificent creatures.
That's right. And also that a while back, there was the Sydney health fan. I got a hold of her dad on Facebook. I see if she could call in. She's the one who has that petition on change.org. Ask Congress to pass the Preventing Animal Cruelty Pact Act. There is over 643,000 signatures on that. And that's amazing. And see, she called in months ago, you know, when I told her thank you. I want to give her a big shout out again because she's out there. You know, she started something just by herself. And look at these signatures going by, you know. Help out. She met with politicians and in person. And, I mean, look at it. It's just one person can make a difference, you know, just, and she had, you know, with meeting the politicians that coming together as one, this person tells this one, it's a chain reaction and getting the signatures and going viral on social media. That's the power of social media. And it's not going to stop here, you know, so to make the calls, everyone, because them calls do matter. I know they do. And just and also, Josh, after hours, they can leave voicemails and weekends if they would, prefer to do that.
Like I said, you don't have to have a long conversation with somebody. And
no.
I know some people are intimidated. They think, oh, my goodness, I'm going to call and talk to my senator. No, actually, it's very unlikely you're going to talk to your senator. You're going to talk to a staff member, maybe even a volunteer. What's most important is not to get into a long spiel. But just, to, you know, what are you calling about? What law, in this case, you know, if we're talking about senators, this is H.R. 693. That means House Resolution. And its initials are PAST, Prevent All Soaring Tactics. But, you know, that what they really need is the number, because they have hundreds of bills they look at. And what calling in and saying, you know, vote this way on this does is it all of a sudden – like, you know, your friend who's got 600,000 things on signatures on chain.org. That's what politicians pay attention to. That those are votes. Those are people that care. And I, as someone who was elected to office many times, I have to admit, I was somebody, you know, if a bunch of people called me and said, we care about X, then I probably cared about X too.
Yes,
so,
I mean, just,
you know, it doesn't take much to make a phone call. It just takes a minute to know who your senator is if you don't already, and call them up. And it's just like the starfish. It's one, you know, it's one good act at a time. It's one vote at a time. It's one, you know, one name added to support at a time.
That's right. I mean, just making that difference. Every effort counts, whether, you know, just like with this radio platform. I can't make changes. I know there's thousands of out there like me that we could come together and take the action. That's the key. You know, contact your legislators. I know so many people out there, they rush to go out and vote. But now let's rush to go out and do something, you know, get their attention, because we, the people of the United States, can make it happen. I've seen it happen too many times, you know, coming together, because there's millions and millions of people out there. And when we all come together, the politicians and we, the people, hey, we can all do our part. Because after hours, the politicians are also we, the people. You know, so
no,
they can do their part.
I can guarantee you they count up those things, and somebody, they may not spend a lot of time, they may not call you back, you may not feel
right,
as though, you know, your message meant a lot, but I can guarantee you that's what politicians, I was one for many years, that's what we care about. We care about votes, we care about what people think.
Mm-hmm. And I one of those petitions I really like, you know, besides change.org, is that petition and the number 2 to Congress. They have a lot of good petitions on there and always get replies, you know. So it's awesome. It just shoots out and it comes with a letter and everything. There was, you know, animal abuse registries and animal cruelty. It's awesome. And
right. Well, one of the advantages, though, but specifically of getting behind existing legislation, rather, I mean, it's a good idea to express that you care about animals, you want somebody to do that. But when that petition is tied into a particular bill, then you're directing your strong feelings towards a particular piece of legislation. And it's harder for a congressman or congresswoman to say, Yeah. I love dogs too. I got a dog myself. And then just sort of blow you off. If you say, wait a minute, I want to know how you're going to vote on H.R. 693, they know that you know something. And they know that, you know, each by one, even if you're not talking to them personal, doesn't matter.
Yeah, our voices do matter. Our lives matter, including all the animals. You know, real men, real women, and real children love animals and start them out young, you know, when they're children, and show the animals with dignity and respect. And then it climbs up there because we're looking at generations coming up, animals that are not born yet. You know, it's called futures of all of them. Better future and lives for the animals' rights. We want our human rights, and they want their animal rights. Put them in the spotlight. And let it glow. And you want to give out your website and also your Facebook and Twitter. That'd be good. And listeners,
sure.
You're not around a printer that's not available or whatever, you can always go back to these shows because they're all archived and get the information because there's a lot of good information on these shows, how you can help out, get involved, and you know, the more activists out there and advocates, animal lovers, the better. Because there's a lot of organizations out there that's fighting for them. And, you know, we can't give up or we automatically lose. Winners never quit and quitters never win. So remember that. So don't hesitate. No, listen. Go right ahead now, Josh. Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to learn more about animal awareness action, type in that full title without any dots in between it, animalawarenessaction.org. And we have a brand new website up. It'll tell you who we are, who's on our board of directors, who's our staff. I'm one of the staff members. Marty's our executive director. And the things we're working on right now. We're a new, lean organization. And when I say mean, I mean we're concentrating on getting particular laws protecting animals passed. We don't run shelters. We're not asking for your money right now. We're asking for you to call and write your senators and congressmen. Right now, the senators, and you know, if you stay in touch, we'll let you know about the PACT bill. The anti-cruelty bill passed. There is a national anti-cruelty bill that goes into effect in December. So for the first time, it is a federal crime in all the states to commit acts of animal cruelty. It was not before. That there had to be some special thing involving federal land, but this makes it different. It gives the federal Justice Department the ability to act. So you can look us up on the web. I admit I do not know our Twitter account number, so I apologize. We're at animalawarenessaction.org on Facebook, and you can visit with us and see what we're up to.
Yeah, and on Twitter, Josh, if you just, because I've done that before, Animal Wellness Action, it'll lead you right to it, and you can press follow. You know, that's what I did, was last year or so. But, hey, the more followers and getting involved and going on Facebook, they got great website, Facebook and Twitter. A lot of information, awareness, you know, prevention, education. how you can help out. Take action is the two main keys there, everyone. Because if we don't take action, expect no changes. Only a handful of us, we're spinning our wheels. But when we bring in thousands and thousands of all of you that, you know, do love the animals and do your part, because every minute, day, month, hours, animals feel suffering. We don't, as human beings, we don't like human headaches or pain, you know. So put yourself in their feet or paws and say, hey, enough is enough. We got to do something. It's 2019. This stuff has been going on for decade after decade after decade, and it needs to stop. We know it won't ever go down to zero, but at least it's going to massively decrease, because these abusers out there, they're going to think twice before they abuse the animal. And it's because there's no excuse for it. Not, hey, I had a bad day, or got a divorce, or broke up with my boyfriend or girlfriend, or that's no excuses for it. You know, these temper tantrums, they need to massively decrease, because there's no excuse for harming a child or an animal, elderly person. So please make those calls. And I got a caller calling in there, Joshua. Area code 719. You're live and on the air. Go right ahead. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Voices carry for animals. Go ahead.
Hey there, evil triplet.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, so far, hey, this is another great show, and thanks for calling in. It's we got Animal Aware, our Animal Wellness Action on. Joshua, he filled in for Marty Irby. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yeah,
you're
I'd
awesome.
Like to wonder if Josh would mind if I shared his Facebook group and some of his information on some of our pages?
Not at all. It's animal wellness action. If you can, if you found that, we're a relatively new organization of people who've been working for many, many years in this. So what we're concentrating on right now is developing relationships. My job is to develop them in the legal community, and others are doing it in horse racing and other places. So yes, we want people to become aware of us. We are not a household name, and our goal is to become one.
That's what
yes.
we need. We definitely need more people. You know, I see all the time, we have Community Cats United cat pages. We've got like 70-some pages. And people are always saying, well, you know, I'm disabled, I really can't help. Yes, you can. You can pick up that phone and you can do exactly what you're saying. Make those calls. Always try to be courteous and polite and leave your senators and representatives know, look, we need your help. We can't do this alone. And if everybody just picked up a phone and made that one phone call, I mean, we could go a lot further, a lot faster.
That's
yes.
true. And it doesn't require you, you know, to get out and march. It doesn't even require you to leave your house. In our system, those of us who, I don't run anymore, but I did run for office, and senators and congressmen care about that stuff. So they'll pay attention. Oh, just make sure that you're calling your senator and you leave your name and your address.
Right, because otherwise they don't count.
Well, you don't have to give your street address. I just mean, you know, for example, if you lived in Oregon, you'd say, you know, I'm Josh Markey, I'm from Astoria, Oregon. So that, for example, your senator in this case knows that they're talking to people who have the potential of voting for him or her, because that's what matters to them, to be blunt.
Right. We've got another vote coming up this next year, and they want our votes. And,
yes, they do.
You know, like if you make those phone calls every time you mention a bill or something that you're particular about, the little hash mark goes behind, and every single call helps. Everyone.
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yes. Agreed. And, Ray, thanks for all you're doing. you know, Josh, she's been a guest on the show before, and she'll be coming back on again because, you know, I stand up for all animals, and I love when, you know, these former guests, they combine and they help each other, and I see, you know, photos of going through news feed, and I said, this is what you call teamwork. You know, we can't live without it. We're a great team. And Ray, with Cats United, Community Cats United, what you're doing, hey, big standing ovation for you, because the cats matter also. All lives.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Every single critter.
Yes. But, you know, we all got to stick together as one.
And if you allow it with one animal, it carries over to the next. There should be no line between, you know, breeds, horses, cows, chickens, cats, dogs, everything. They all have a right to live their life and be happy and not be tortured by the sickos out there.
That's right.
That's right.
They need to be stopped, you know, put in a place and say, this is not acceptable. We're not going to tolerate
it.
Zero tolerance. That's what it should be. We don't want to
hear
your...
And it's sad that we say that.
You know,
we shouldn't say it, you wouldn't think. But here we are having to say it every day and every day.
Yeah. And we don't give up. We're relentless. And a big shout out to all those, you know, volunteers and everybody, the staff, the interest that's out there, because it means so much. You know, so we can't give up. Not give up. Because if
that's
we give up, we automatically lose. And that's not going to happen. You know,
no.
And that petition is up there in numbers from Sydney Helfrin. Sydney, another big shout out to you for putting that petition together, because that's over 600,000 signatures. That's awesome, and I'll keep sharing it. You know, let's see it 1 million. We can do it. I have confidence. Yep. So.
All right. Well, I'm gonna step back. Up there, Deb. I just wanted to call in and give a shout out. Make sure it was all right with Josh that I shared his information.
Of course. Definitely. The sharing is caring. And thanks for calling in, Ray. Calling anytime. Love when the former guests call in and give me a part. The callers, they're amazing. You know, all the guests making this show happen. Takes all of us. But I come down to 2 minutes, everyone, 2.5 minutes.
Ooh.
And Joshua, I want to really thank you for coming on air tonight. You did an outstanding interview. I'm looking forward to having Marty Irby back on, and looking forward to having you back on. You know, I'll be in touch with
you.
I'm hooked up to October, and that's a big, huge.
Hopefully, people will be hearing more about Animal Wellness Action.
Yes, definitely. And I'll keep sharing it. I still do, you know. You just don't, because not everybody's on Facebook at the same time and days. So it's good to keep sharing stuff, you know, throughout the, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, whatever you're a member of, to keep running it through. Because, you know, just like some people's only on social media once a week or twice a week, four times a week. But I want to thank you so much, Joshua. And looking forward to, like I said, having you back on. Next week will be Dyla Canes or the Pit Bulls. We're looking forward to having her come back on. A big, huge thank you to Take Action, help ban animal gas chambers. Megan Mason, Holly Smith, help support this show every Thursday. Voices Care for Animal Support Group. I'm the one of the admins along with several. I want to thank everybody for their help and support. We Love Pit Bulls, Diane Lynn Elko on Facebook and also on Blog Talk Radio. She's on Wednesday nights. Patrick Buller, the dog father, the advocate, help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman. Voice for Animals on Facebook, a voice for animals on Twitter, Sean Walters, and also Paul's Pet Foundation, Sam Diaz. He's been a guest on several times. Also, Paul Cross America, Abbasi, thank you so much. Put on your website. And Cecilia made a prayers for you for a new kidney. She needs a kidney ASAP. Her health is failing. She's the founder and president. If anybody knows somebody for a donation of a kidney, please PM me, and I'll get the information to her. But everyone, thank you for tuning in. Have an awesome evening and relaxing. And hope you tune in next week at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimals. And press follow, and you will or get through and press follow, and you'll get notified every time a podcast is coming up. On our new correction, it's the Pitbull Advocate with Patrick Bowler. I said advocate, but it's the Pitbull Advocate on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. Thank you, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. Good night. Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Ray.